Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
What happened?
No, is it too loud for you, her voice?
No, but on number one, can you turn me up just a smidge?
This one right here?
Yeah.
Up.
Keep
up,
talking, guys, so up. I can hear.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Okay, you're too picky.
Well, no, because if you guys start laughing, you're going to blow out my eardrums. You guys fucking suck. I'm already kind of going deaf in my right ear, so I'm like, yeah. And now I feel like
now welcome to my party. Yeah.
Oh boy. It's been a week.
It's been a long week.
It's been a hell of a long week.
That's okay. Well, everything's good now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to AA meetings and your dad's home. That's all that matters.
AA meetings?
Is it AA?
AA
meetings?
Yeah, but I've never heard it called AA.
Shut up. I don't know. It's batteries, okay? I could have said AAA.
I'm trying to find the...
Isn't it AA? No, it's AA.
Just AA.
I like AA meetings. It goes with double D's, too.
Damn.
So I'm editing that episode right now, and I was laughing so hard. But you guys, I was fucking tripping out. And I don't know what the worst part is that I came out of the room, and I was, like, looking for my mom, like, for help. Okay. So, you know how we play our intro music?
Yeah.
There was a fucking explosion.
Huh?
Yeah, tell me about it. So, like, I'm
on
my computer as I'm editing. So I can see the different files. So like when you talk, it's one file,
yeah.
And then he's in the middle of us, and then I'm on top, and then I do the special effects on a different.
I like Mario.
They're on different
cookies.
Levels, right?
I like Mario cookies. I'm in the middle.
Yeah. So fucking, all of a sudden, I put in the intro music, and I try to do it so it flows. And towards the end, I'm like, yeah, dude, like this is good. And then it's all bam. Like super loud to where I threw off my headphones and I was like, what the fuck was that? Dude, my heart was all pumping. And I was like, why was there an explosion?
Because
like I've never had that happen before. So then I'm like, what the fuck? So I put the headphones back on. I replay it. Sure as shit, it happened in the middle. So the first time was at the end of our intro music when it starts going quiet. That's when it happened the first time. The second time was in the middle.
But what caused it though?
I don't know, because I played it a third time and nothing happened. Everything was fine.
That's weird.
So then I'm like, I'm fucking tripping. I'm fucking tripping. So then I play it again. Nothing happens. And I'm like, okay.
The heck?
I go, is something on? Like maybe like a video came on like a tab that I have open or something. So I check all my tabs. There's no videos on anything. So I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I play it again. And it plays just fine. But as soon as we start talking, you introduce the show, it fucking does it again. And then I was like, Mom! And it wouldn't play again. It wouldn't do it again. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Oh, boy.
And I just started laughing. I was like, somebody's fucking with me.
You know who it
friend.
Is.
It's your friend,
yeah,
not mine.
And I was like, really, bitch? A fucking explosion? Because I thought it happened outside at first. I was like,
is it loud?
You know, especially in the headphones. It was so freaking loud. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, well.
Yeah, so that was my morning.
That's a crazy morning.
I probably did a few explosions in years too, when I missed a face, but that's a different story.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bathroom.
No, I'm talking about...
Everybody can see giggles
I like
eyes.
Her eyes. Like, what do you mean you exploded in somebody's ear? Well, they turned their head too fast. That's the problem. Oh!
That poor person.
What do you mean poor person?
I don't remember.
Nobody told them to turn their head. They knew it was coming.
That was nice.
Thank you.
That was great.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing like a little baby gravy.
Baby gravy?
I've never heard that either.
I've never heard of that. Is that new?
No.
It's baby gravy.
It's popular around Thanksgiving, I think.
Yes. Do you use your baster?
Well, a lot of people do gobbling, and that's all I know. You like turkey, don't you?
I do like turkey.
Very good. Thank you. What are you sucking over there?
There's little balls. Speaking of exploding, they explode in your mouth. You want to try one?
No, I'm good. This homie don't play those games. No, I don't suck on balls, thank you. I don't want those balls, no.
And try it.
I don't want them.
It pops in your mouth.
I'm sure it does, thank you. No, thank you.
Every time I keep popping it, it goes down my throat.
It's usually what happens.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. When things explode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not a quitter. That's all we know for sure.
Spitters are quitters. Yep.
Spitters are quitters. Yep.
I am a quitter.
Mama didn't raise no quitter.
Yep. Mm-mm.
She raised a hard worker.
If my mama knew that, I said this right now, be like, Jesus.
Well, no, it's
raising a cabeza.
I didn't raise a hoe.
It's not a hoe. It's like what gardening. Do you call it?
Oh, for sure, I know how to keep a man happy.
Well, that and you know, you're protecting yourself from getting pregnant. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that you're looking at her when you're talking to her and she's like not even paying attention.
No, but
she's worried about them balls.
She wants to get every one of them in there.
Yeah,
I do. They're good.
Hey, welcome everybody. I just woke up. Welcome everyone to another episode of Rockin' on the Porch. This is Papa Tony with our other two misfits, Mishi and Giggles.
Hey, y'all. Hi.
What?
I like that we talked and laughed at the same time. Nobody understood a fucking word we said.
What fucking language are you guys coming from? Jesus.
We are women.
That's true. You guys speak different languages. You know, women make the best ventriloquists.
Why?
Stand up.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah, stand up.
I'm a little afraid.
No. You're fine.
You know this is being recorded, right?
No, that's fine. Okay, speak. Just say something.
Something? You got all scared?
I didn't see your lips move at all.
Oh, my gosh!
You're good.
Thank you. I've been practicing. That's how I yell at people.
Okay. Hey. For the audience listeners.
This is why people need to watch our show.
Why did you jump?
I didn't know where you were going.
I don't do nothing.
I am the most I am wearing cheetah pants too.
I know, but I don't.
She's just very jumpy.
I wasn't gonna pet your kitty.
No, this kitty bites.
Oh, God.
So for the listeners, we have to explain what just happened.
Yes.
So clearly, Mishi stood up, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Papa Tony was looking at her face, and then he said,
"Say something."
Say anything. Something, yeah. Say something. And then she said something. When she said something, he looked down at her other lips.
My flaps.
Her flaps.
My flange.
Yeah.
And they didn't move. See,
as far as you could tell.
Well, no, but I mean, well, with those pants on, I didn't see no movement.
No, but the camel called once its toe back.
Well. Is it a three-legger?
It could be.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there are some women with pretty nasty camel toes, I have to admit. That is a real beefy talk.
It happens.
Yeah, God.
I hate when it happens.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
I just embrace it, and then I make everybody look at it. Like, look what these pants do to me. And they're like, will you stop?
not changing the subject or anything, but would that, in the old days, I don't remember seeing that kind of stuff, but would it be because of the bush that would maybe have a padding type of thing? Nowadays, there's nothing to...
I think it's a fabric.
Well, that too, but I mean... If,
could be.
I don't know.
Because if it's long, I don't
see it. Well, yeah, it'd be like a little cover-up. I mean, it's like if they made toupees for little penises, I think that'd be cute.
Girl, which style were you going to go with?
I don't know. I mean, I had just with a little long sideburns on this.
Go back to the 70s. That would be so funny. Oh, boy.
If they go back to the 70s Bush, they need to make toupees for the guys.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
I mean, I think I would invest in that just because it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, it'll tickle you at least.
Shit. Oh. Girls do like a man with a beard.
That's true. Doesn't matter which head.
Yeah. Hmm. As long as it's on a head.
Yeah, that's right.
sometimes I think.
What?
Beards don't belong on certain heads. I don't know.
Well, all depends on what you're doing with the head. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't
kind of what you're doing with the pen.
I don't have a beard on top of my head, do I?
Everything I do with my hands. Everything.
Yeah. She had both hands on the mat.
I mean,
marker, and she's squeezing.
You're not as bad as Moshka, who killed the banana, but that's getting pretty damn close.
Yeah, I'm taking the cap off and putting it back on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a good pen though. You're using both hands. That's good. Is that the size you like?
I would hope thin, thicker, yeah.
Huh? Well, a little thicker. Well, yeah, true, but I'm talking about length.
Not little, a little, way more thicker.
Well, yeah, that's fine. You want?
That's are you in yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, no.
Oh, you're done? Oh, wow, that
was
great.
Put your cap back on. Get out of here, yeah.
That was the best I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. And you got cue cards you're reading.
Why are you lying?
Well.
Don't most women?
Or just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Why is it women close their eyes when they're having sex with a man?
I think to be more present or fantasizing.
No, they just don't want us to see us having a good time. That's the problem, you know.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Guys don't close their eyes?
I don't. Why should I?
You close your eyes when you kiss, though, right?
Yeah, you're not like...
That's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a guy kiss me one time and his eyes were open. I was like, I don't think it's going to work out.
No.
I have a weird thing with that. Like,
No.
There was a client that I used to shampoo at the hair salon, and she would, like, stare directly into my eyes as I was shampooing her hair. And it was, like, the most awkward and weirdest thing. I was just
I would fill up her face with shampoo just to teach her a lesson.
No, I mean, she was a nice gal. I think she was just trying to be polite, but I was just like, don't you want to close your eyes and, like, relax? And she's like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, it was very intense eye contact. I was like, oh, do-do-do. So I, like, turn and go sideways and be like, oh, hey, how's it going?
That's a little odd.
Yeah.
Well.
So I have a question for you. Would you rather wrestle a bear or an alligator?
God. Either way, oh, man.
Either way, your food.
I'm fucked. There. Yeah, there's no right answer for this one.
Okay, dude.
And they're both fast. So yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think an alligator, I guess, have a better chance if I can keep its mouth shut. That's about it. But still,
that's true.
But they can whack you in the head with their tails. So that, either way, but a bear, you don't have a chance against a bear. I don't think so.
And an alligator can do a sneak attack.
Well, that's true. They are fast. They are faster than what people can give them credit for. You cannot run an alligator.
Well, if you run in zigzags, you can.
How do you know? You ran away from an alligator already?
Yeah, his name was Tim.
Yeah. Was he tiny?
Tiny
Tim, yes. Yes, he was. I've held an
That's
alligator.
Why she ran away.
I have held an alligator.
Really?
An albino one, yeah.
How big was it?
It was,
ooh, that's still
that's
pretty
like 6 feet.
Big.
Yeah. It was one of those party, like the reptile party things.
I hate reptiles.
Did they have something around its mouth so it wouldn't
They
snap?
Tape his mouth so I won't, yeah.
No.
Really?
Wow. He stood there. He did hold the mouth shut.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so he was holding it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a reptile person. I hate snakes and frogs.
Oh, yeah, I held snakes there, too.
Yeah.
What else?
I wanted to hold the tarantula, but...
Oh, no. I would have fucking killed it.
No. You know, like a snake has no legs and it could outrun me. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm not scared too many animals, but reptiles just... Ugh. I don't like frogs, and they're harmless, but...
Anything. I love frogs.
No, but
they're
they
so
don't,
cute.
I know, but they don't... They jump weird. They don't go straight. You can't out. You don't know which way they're going.
They have a long fucking time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, lesbians,
why are you running away from frogs?
No, but they're just. You don't know which way they're going to hop. That's the thing. But they are the lesbian's favorite pet, I guess.
What are you saying?
They got long tongues.
Oh.
I thought that's where you're going, but then I was like,
Are you calling me a lesbian?
I like that I side-eyed you. I was like, where's
he
going?
You like frogs.
They're not my favorite pet, but yeah. I mean, they're cool.
Do you know how many she's had a kiss? And she still hasn't found her Prince Charming.
I was going to say, yes.
Still looking.
Well, the last one you kissed was a clown, but that's okay. Or you came out like a clown.
Hey, was the clown...
Was that wasn't the last one.
No, okay. Wait, never mind. That was last year. That was last year.
Was that the same party?
That's the last one.
Was it?
Oh, it was a year ago. Okay. Oh.
Was that the same party?
What party?
We went from the animals to the clown?
No. No, not the same party.
When you go back to the old country, make sure you take a lot of lipstick with you, okay?
I am.
How about just get like a stain?
I could do that too, yeah.
Stain.
Yeah, it just stains your lips with the color. So if she does make out with somebody, it doesn't go on.
Oh, I don't know. Is that something new? I don't know.
Yeah, it just dries the shit out of your lips.
Oh, you, do you have stains?
No.
In my shorts, maybe, but... No. What?
TMI.
Well, she asked if I had stains.
Well.
His stains are different than ours. He needs to shout his out.
Shout.
I need to burn him as well.
Let it all out.
See? Okay. So, bear or alligator?
I'll take a chance with a gator.
Gator? How about you?
Gator. Yeah. How about you?
I don't know. It's still... I'm fucked either ways.
Yeah.
See, the problem is, too, like, bears can use their hands on you.
Yeah.
Oh, they could shred you in this.
Alligators, like, they can't use their hands.
They could hurt you with a tail. That's
like,
I
would go with a bear just because I'd rather him just kind of just get it over with. You know what I mean? They'd kill me quickly. To where an alligator can get me and then take me back into the water and then do the spinny thing. You know, that's how they kill you.
That's true.
Mm.
I don't like that. I've been trapped underwater before and it's not fun.
Mm. Well, either way.
I'm not a strong swimmer.
No. And we're dead meat, no matter who, which one we choose. So.
All right. Alligator, and I'm bite here.
I'm on it today.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Was it like the glaring eyes at you?
Silence.
Just like what? Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is Goldilocks burglar caught napping. What's the last thing you expect to find when you return from a vacation?
Somebody slipping in your bed, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Well, this. Well,
yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Somebody sleeping in your bed. Somebody like being in the house in general.
Yeah.
Well, but in this case, it's Goldilocks, so I'm sure he was taking a nap.
Better not be eating my porridge.
When's the last time you had your porridge eaten?
Oh boy.
Last year. Are you not listening? I got you giggles.
Thanks.
I know her schedule. She always sends me either a thumbs up or thumbs down. Like, good job. Aw. I'm so sad. Next.
I don't even know what the fuck porridge is. Is it like popish?
It is like popish.
Yeah, like similar.
Popish. Okay, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine coming home to find a complete stranger nestled comfortably in your bed. Personally, I would feel upset with a hint of fear. But this lovely couple from Lancashire felt the complete opposite. It all breaks down to if you're going to be burglarized, then be hopeful that the burglar is like Lucas. He was kind enough to tidy up the house, wash the homeowner's underwear, and even bought some groceries. Not too shabby, huh?
He must have stayed there a long time then.
It didn't specify, but it said that the homeowners did have one mild complaint, that he did burn an old saucepan. But that happens.
It happens.
What's left to say but keep calm and clean up?
No, but still, the idea that you go somewhere and somebody breaks in your house, I'm sorry.
But if I came home and the house was cleaner than when I left
if he would have left it, or if he was gone by the time they got home, then you could have said, something happened here. But he stayed there, though. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. That would be a mind fuck.
Yeah.
I know. If I came home and my house was cleaner,
that'd be a miracle.
Well, but also I'd be like, wait, did I do this?
Yeah, right. It'd be a mind fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to start doing that. When people go out of town that I know, I got a house sit. I'm going to clean the shit out of their house. No, because then they're always going to want me
house shitting. So.
No, then they want you. Yeah, then they want you to
I am not house shitting. I am house sitting. Get it right.
Sorry.
When's the last time you shit on a house?
You'd be surprised. Last year. Just kidding.
A lot happened a year ago.
Don't worry. You'll come back to you in a few more months. A few more weeks, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, it's coming soon.
It's going to be you.
She will be too.
You hope? Take a whole suitcase of extra underwear, please.
No, that's why I just wash him.
Yeah. Why wear him? Yeah. There's no time.
Hmm. Yeah, just.
She has the dissolvable.
Commando. Just go commando.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go commando.
Up next, Papa Tony.
Okay, guys, this is corny, corny cop. No,
Papa Tony is corny corner.
Yeah, that
corny
whatever
joke
she
corner.
Said.
Corny joke corner.
What she said.
That's what she said.
Little known facts: before the crowbars were invented, crows just drank at home.
Oh, crowbars. I just remembered a story.
Something came back from last night.
She just woke
Not
up.
From last night, last Friday.
What happened?
You want me to wait until after?
Yes, please, because don't
Sorry.
Mess me. I'm not fine.
Remind me, bar.
Bar. Crowbar.
Yeah. Crowbar.
I used to have a crippling fear of speed bumps. But I'm slowly getting over them. I know Thursdays can be sad, but if you just wait two more days, it'll be a Saturday. Why shouldn't you trust trees? Because they seem a little shady. Uh-huh. Back to you, Giggles.
Bars?
Ready?
Yes. Okay. Your crowbar. Go ahead.
I swear my friend always gets me into these situations. Same friend.
But that's why they're fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as they didn't have to use a crowbar.
So last Friday, after the Fajj at the Festa, we went to the store in Hilmar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's...
I'll bleep it out.
Okay. I'll just say it, Dollar General.
Everybody has a Dollar General.
Everyone has a Dollar General. Yeah. So we went to Dollar General, and he wanted to get supplies for the party at his house the next day, which did not end up happening. And we go around, get all the stuff, okay. And then I'm driving. On the way to his house, we're driving by, and he's like, oh, just one drink. Just one drink.
His last words.
Yeah. But it actually was. It was only one drink. And a half. But anyway.
I like that.
I like it. And a half.
But so we get in there, and I'm wearing a dress this day, and I don't remember what dress it was anymore. But either way. So I'm wearing a dress, and stand at the bar, and there's this guy that likes me, that I met a couple weekends ago at a festa. He rides motorcycles. He is bald. A little weird. He's really odd. And I'm like, oh, shit. Don't leave me to my friend.
Oh, fuck.
But you know him. He's very social. Okay. So he's like turned around talking to somebody else. And I'm standing at the bar. And this other weird guy, he had already come up and said hi. But then he went back to his corner. And then there's this guy that's walking around with his dog, a pit bull. And and I'm facing forward. And then all of a sudden, I feel somebody squeeze my ass. Like, straight up squeeze my ass.
What the fuck?
Yes. And then he's like, oh, hey, you're still here? And then I turn around, and he's like, oh, no, I thought you were somebody else. I was like, that's bullshit.
You were the only girl there?
Who did that on purpose? Yeah. But then I sat my ass down on the stool, and I turned to my friend, and I was like, did you see what just happened? Yeah, he didn't see it, but then he was really pissed off. And then the other guy, the bald guy that likes me, he comes over. He had smoked something.
God, these are fucking winners, dude.
He was laughing. He was like, dude, to my friend, dude, what just happened there? That was so funny.
Oh my God.
I was like, that was not funny.
My hell.
Yeah. So then my friend was like, oh, if he does it again, he's done.
Guys don't know what we go through.
Uh-uh.
That's the worst.
I have never had my ass just squeezed, like, unsolicited.
I have.
Okay, yeah. But did it feel good?
No!
That's creepy.
And he was weird looking. He's this really tall guy, and I don't know. He was just weird.
Let me ask you this. Was there other women in the bar?
Yeah, there were.
Okay, maybe he did miss you for some time.
No, he didn't. Because I was the only one wearing a dress.
Well.
I looked fancy.
I'm sure the rest of them had asses, too. It wasn't just you.
Huh?
I like that you're sticking up for a guy that sexually harassed her.
No. I'm not sticking up for him. What he did was inappropriate, but.
Okay, what was his reaction?
The way he said it was stupid. Like, said,
oh, I thought you were somebody else. So that's
something he's already done before.
Oh, I thought you were somebody else. Yeah, it totally.
It wasn't a mortified, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Yeah, see, that was a kid un
numer. Yeah, well, that's his pickup thing. Yeah.
Could you imagine if we just walked up to a guy?
Oh, if you did it again, I would have.
No, but I would have, you know.
In that moment, I think I was just in shock. I was like, what the?
Well, you don't expect it.
Yeah. But I was ready. If he was going to do it again, I was going to.
Well, if I was there, I don't think he would have got that far. Because I would have grabbed his hand and been like, no, no.
Oh, but it would happen so fast. He wouldn't have seen it.
And then I would have pushed him away from you.
Yeah.
I get very protective.
Yeah.
I would have been.
A good thing. But he did that and then he left. Like, or he walked away. But then every time he'd come behind me, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Tuck in back. Then you're leaving yourself exposed in the front. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
It's not the same thing, but it was like one time.
You did not see my d-d-dams.
Yeah. D-d-d-dams.
We went on a cruise, and my wife's sister, this is one of our first cruises. You know which one I'm talking about.
The fun one.
Yeah. And all our waitresses at nighttime, now not all of them, but we got to know them pretty well. This was at the beginning when they had fun entertainment during any time or dinner time. Well, she would take toothpicks and poke the guys as they go by. And one night it was Mexican night, so they came out dressed up in a bull and matadors and stuff like that. So she poked the bull in the rear and the bull split up. One guy took off this way because he broke up. But that was the whole thing. The rest of the cruise is they would walk by our table and they would turn around and they would protect themselves. They never trusted us again because that happened all the time. But that was fun, though. But they did. It wasn't a grab. It was just a pokey here. But
I don't know what's worst.
No, but
like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that was it. It was all in fun, though. But in your case, you were violated. That was different. That's a different thing. But, oh, well. I'm glad everything turned out okay, though.
That bar is sketchy, dude.
It is sketchy. It is.
When I went with you, I was like, you better not fucking leave me.
Well, it's like you said, they got dogs. They got the bathroom. I'm like, I'm going too. They bring animals in there.
Yeah.
What bar you see?
They're already bulls. Animals.
Well, they are at the, you know, they bring dogs. They're worse. They bring bulls. They had strippers in there already and stuff like that. It's so lame.
Okay, you've been to SBG before. Yes, you have.
What's SBG?
SBG in Stevenson.
Yes, that little corner bar. Yeah, I was told to be very careful.
But I feel safer there than I do at Hot Rods.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah.
But out there, there's been violence, so you got to be careful. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a motorcycle gang will go out there sometimes.
And there's been guys who never made it home, or people never made it home, so you got to be careful.
Yeah. So.
That's why I drink at home.
We locked your daughter's friend in the bathroom because it was funny. She was panicking. She was already like three sheets to the wind. And Molshka was with us. And Molshka helped us, right? So then Molshka goes to the bathroom. So we were like, fuck it. So we held the door on her too. And she was getting all nervous because she didn't think that.
Was you guys.
Because she's like, I was with you guys. I didn't think you guys would do it to me. And we were like, fuck yeah, we did.
Hell yeah.
That was a fun night.
I would hold my pee after that.
Yeah, I didn't go to the bathroom at all. I was like, nope, I'll wait.
It was like one of your tias at a bullfight in Madeira or a long time ago. She went to one of those.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. That tells you how many years ago. They weren't even up here yet. I don't think my daughter was even born. So she went to one of those porta potties because that's all they had there. And we just waited till she was in there for whatever. And we almost tipped it over. Oh
fuck.
God. I would have been. She was pissed when she got out because I didn't know if that shit was going to tip over.
Or splash.
Or splash or whatever. But luckily nothing happened. But we could hear her screaming in there. But it was funny. I mean, we weren't going to knock it over, but just to scare her a little bit.
I think that's like the most vulnerable position to be in. You know what I mean? Because your pants are down. You're fucking.
Well, you ever see that movie?
What if the stuff sloshes up?
Exactly.
You ever see the first Jurassic Park movie? Jurassic. Is it Jurassic Park?
A long time ago.
The guy's in one of those porta potties and the dinosaur. And he's just sitting there.
Could you imagine? At least you're in a good spot.
I was going
to
say yes. He's going to. Okay.
Okay, so actually, speaking of which, this next segment is going to be best business slogans. So it's a septic system cleaning business. Their slogan is, we're number one in the number two business.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good one. That is very good. We're number one in the number two business.
Radiator. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. Sorry, speaking of septic, what was it again? The business? A business that you said?
Septic system.
Septic systems. Have you seen the septic truck that drives around town?
Yeah, it says another load of politician shit. Yeah. political shit or whatever.
No, another load of politicians' promises.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's,
I like that guy.
Me too. I just had to say that because I was like, oh, that's a good one.
No, yeah, he goes. Oh, he goes through our town.
Beep. Never saw. Again.
This is a radiator shop. The best place in town, intake a leak. I think they wrote that wrong. I think it's to take a leak.
You don't want your radiator to leak, though.
No.
I don't even get that. To take a leak? Oh, to take a
intake
leak.
Intake a leak.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. I think I read it weird. Yeah. I don't know. We're just going to skip that one.
Yeah. He's out of business anyway, but go ahead.
He just blew it.
He just blew it.
Local mattress company. Come to us for the best lay in town. This one's probably my favorite. It's the city morgue.
Uh-oh.
You kill him, we chill him.
I got a joke coming up on our next thing, something like
something to do with the morgue.
Yeah, we'll tie it in, but that's on our next show.
Transmission repair shop. Get your shift together at the Metro Transmission.
To shift together. Clever.
Yeah. A gynecologist's office.
Oh, okay. Now you got my attention.
Dr. Jones at your cervix. was like, that. I would just go to that guy just because of that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd be like, you're my kind of guy.
If it wasn't for this show, that'd be my fantasy job.
A proctologist.
Nope, not that. I don't want that one. I don't want the back door. I just want the front door. Thank you.
To expedite your visit, please back in. A tire shop. Invite us to your next blowout. Plastic surgeon. Hello. Can we pick your nose?
I like that one. Can we pick your nose?
Optometrist's office. If you don't see what you're looking for, you've come to the right place.
Hi, very good. I like these things.
And this is a meat market.
Uh-oh.
You can whip it or cream.
Whip.
But you can beat our meat. Oh. You can't beat our
meat. You can beat our meat. I was going to say, it's missing there. I think you need to go see the eye doctor.
Yeah. I fucking can't type. I do need to go get a check.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Veterinarian office. Be back in 5 minutes. Sit. Stay. That's how I felt.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy. Roll over.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's good. I like
that. That's all she wrote.
That's all very good.
He's practicing for his gynecology appointments.
Oh, do you use your nose for your...
That's how he checks the temperature.
Oh,
well, I mean, if you got more than one, somebody's got to sit on your face.
Something's got to hold the flap up.
Then I do this.
You know how many women are going to sign up just hearing that alone? I would like Papa Tony to be my gynecologist.
We'll be the nurses.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can't be in the room when he does it.
By law, you have to, unfortunately. I got to have a female with me, I guess.
That's so funny.
Oh, well.
Next.
Okay. Next.
Okay. You guys can choose which one you want to do first. I have a word scramble, and I have dirty minds.
A word scramble. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. This is the first one you're doing that.
I've done one before. Yeah, it was really easy. This is harder.
Oh, that one's hard.
There's two words.
Let's do the word scramble.
Word scramble. There's two words. Okay. This one's first. By the way, these are they're sex positions.
Oh, fuck. Literally. Oh, what the fuck? Okay. You couldn't have started off easy. There's one, it's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
You want to see the other one?
No, I want to see.
There's 11 letters in the first word alone.
Can you just give us a hint and say which is the first letter?
It's a sex position.
No, I know, but can you give us the first letter of the word? Because there's so many words there.
It took me letters.
No, I just want the first letter.
I know.
He wants a hint.
A hint.
Yes. It starts and ends with the same letter.
Okay, so it's going to be...
No, either an E or a B.
Only E.
I mean, an R. I mean, E or R, so...
No. There's another one that's repeated.
W.
Oh, W. Okay.
Whale. Well.
There you go. I gave it to you.
Well, that didn't help.
The W. Ends with the W.
So is whale the first part?
No.
Not whale.
Well, God, this is a tough one. It's too many letters.
Okay, I'm going to give you
it's
listeners...
It's a sex position?
It is.
Here's the letters that she wrote. H-W-E-L-E-B-R-A-R-W-O. Wheelbarrow?
Yeah. You got it.
I never heard that position before.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
See? That.
Second one is B-L-A-L-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Wheelbarrow. Help me out, Papa Tony.
Well, Papa Tony's...
Is that one word separate
no, that's
than
two
the
words.
Other word? Or
yeah,
those
that's
are two words.
Two words.
Two words. Sounds like...
You know what?
You spelled it wrong.
No, yeah. I didn't. But I don't think I figured this one out. I just wrote it.
So you don't even know.
And we're supposed to figure it out. That's our engineer. Oh, God.
Oh. So you don't even know what it is? Fuck. What was it?
How do you not know what it is?
What does the second word start with? Do you know what it starts with?
No.
I was supposed to figure it out if you don't even know what it is.
Full barrel shit show. That's giggles, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know what the fuck it would be. I don't know how the fuck I got
it. I think we better skip this one.
And then what's the second word? So it's wheelbarrow something, and then the third word would be O-N-A.
No, that's a D.
D-N-A-R.
Dancer.
D-N-A-C-R-E.
Okay, that's dancer.
D-A-N-C-E-R, dancer.
Ballet? No, not...
Ballet dancer?
Is that dirty position?
I guess so.
On the pole?
Can we look it up?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go to my incognito tab.
Let's get our Googler.
Google.
Giggles to Google.
I do like women in their tutus. Would you wear a tutu to the show? On Tuesdays?
I would.
Okay. What about you? On Thursdays?
Sure.
Okay, good.
We'll even dance.
I'll bring the pole.
It wouldn't be my first time. I watched the how-to video.
Okay.
My friend had one. So we used to... This is how fucking stupid we are. Our buddy, he was newly single, so he bought a house. And first thing he did, of course, was buy a stripper pole. And it was on wheels, so it had, like, a little stage and, like, the pole. And then we even had, like, to sanitize it, so whoever went on, we would sanitize it.
Yeah, you'd want that snail trail on it, that's for sure.
No, so all of us, a few of us went earlier. Mm-hmm. So we watched the how-to video, so we learned a few moves. And then we would play Tag Your Man. So, like, I would go up, and I would do a spin, and then I'd be like, okay, you're next. And then I would tap you and we'd all be hammered. So, and then we'd go up. So it was guys and girls. And we're just all like
all
a big.
All on the same pole?
Yeah. We're all friends. We're all good friends. No, nobody's pole, naked.
No,
everybody's
fully
clothed.
No, but that pole was able to hold everybody at once?
Just one at a time.
Oh, one at a time.
Yeah. So I would spin or do something. And then I would come over and then tag you. And then I would sit in your seat and you'd get up and you'd do something. So my buddy went up and he went like threw his legs in the air and then twirled around down. And I was like, oh, how'd you do that? And so he taught me how to go upside down. Dude, the first time I fell on my head.
Oh.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I give those girls props.
Yeah.
Number one, they're strong as shit.
They're strong as shit, yes, exactly.
And they're graceful.
Okay. Okay,
so
I like
it's just
that.
One leg wrapped around.
Yeah, you want me to read the description?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Now I got wheelbarrow ballet dance.
No, the wheelbarrow, is that like. Holding their, see,
so the one leg is around and you're holding the one leg.
I would think it would be two. I would think.
So the ballet dancer is an easy standing sex position, explains some guy, a sexologist. You could be a sex coach.
You would be a great one.
Yeah.
If you guys need to learn.
You know
what?
He would even show the husband how to. Like, he would grab the wife and be like, look, you got to do it like this.
I wouldn't show the husband. Yeah. I would teach the wife how to.
That's what I'm saying. You would. Show him
husband.
How to do
I'll
it with
the husband
wife.
Out of the picture. I tell him, this is what
Take
your husband
video.
Needs to do. You know, bring him in after I'm done.
If he has any questions,
yeah, have him
talk
call
to the complaint department.
Yes,
have him call HR.
We're HR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So start by raising one leg, either the left or the right, and hook this leg as high as possible above the penetrating partner's glutes or lower back. Stabilize yourself by holding your partner around their neck or shoulders, and they can support you by holding your leg. Having a wall behind you is almost essential for getting the ballet dancer sex position right. Unless you've got some serious strength. It allows for a great deal of support for both of you in case strength or stability isn't quite there. Yeah.
I see that as an accident waiting to happen. Especially if you've been drinking.
You probably shouldn't do that if you've been drinking.
Because a girl could get very wild and be like, woo! can like lean back too far and then takes both of you guys down.
Do it in an alley though.
You're fine. You have the wall support.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the cobblestone helps with the grip, you know.
I don't know that from experience, by the way. Let's just
I think somebody was a wheelbarrow ballet dancer in Portugal last year.
No, wheelbarrow is
Tell me that one.
The wheelbarrow is a sex position that allows penetrative sex from the back. It's a little challenging.
So do you pick up her legs, I'm assuming?
It's still opening.
Oh. Well, I hope it opens up because you can't put it in if it's closed.
Well, you are coming from behind. Maybe it's shy. It's all no.
And the damn back door's closed again. Shit. Yep.
You got to unlock it.
Yeah.
Internet.
That's okay. Well,
I want to see this. Oh, it opened.
It opened. He's in.
Okay. It also requires a lot of upper body strength. It's an intermediate position. The wheelbarrow allows for deeper penetration for the receiver in either the vagina or anus. It is also a great arm workout. Okay.
So what's the position?
Come on, picture.
Yeah, show me. You got a picture there?
Didn't have a picture.
I'm visioning.
Oh, dang.
I'm visioning
it's
the people.
It's all blurred. Hold on. Blur off. Better wait.
It's like your phone censors you.
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
see,
that's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking. They were on their hands, and that's exactly
it's like the woman always has to do all the work.
Yeah.
No, not really. She's just...
Not really.
No, because he's still holding her up.
Because if you don't hold your head up, you're going to get carpet burn all over your face. And then how are you going to explain that shit?
Well.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh. There's more. I don't know.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more. No, I was like, oh, that's just interesting.
Wheelbarrows are used for everything. Okay. What's that one in the corner? Go back to that.
This one right here?
Yeah, the one.
It doesn't look like a wheelbarrow.
No, yeah.
Oh, it's a lazy wheelbarrow.
I was going to say that one.
And that it's like when you cheat on push-ups.
Yeah, the girl push-ups.
You see the wheelbarrow? He has a beard.
Yeah.
This is like ballet / wheelbarrow.
She's very, very flexible. Yeah. I feel like that's a blow-up doll. That's like, people don't bend that way.
You'd be surprised. They're flexible.
Yeah.
Very good, dear.
Sitting wheelbarrow sex position.
Oh, I see. That's probably easy.
Okay, but look at the girl. She looks weird.
It feels like it would be uncomfortable on the girl.
Look at how
the
legs.
One on the bench?
Yeah.
How is that going to be uncomfortable?
You're arcing your back up.
Yeah.
Well, you got to lift your tushy up.
That would hurt.
No, not really. Not too
much. I don't
even
think I can get my leg up that high, dude. With my back injury now?
No, he's not lifting the leg up very high. He's just, well.
Her legs are like above his head.
That's like a people one.
What is
it? I like that wheelbarrow.
I like that wheelbarrow.
It's got a crack in it. But
just make sure she doesn't eat like too much fiber.
Of course there's cracks. Don't talk about my phone cracks, okay? Anyway.
I feel like we spent way too much time on the
wheelbarrow. I know.
We spent more time looking at the pictures than we did trying to figure out the word.
Well, you guessed it. I never heard term before.
We each got a word.
Well, I know, but I didn't know what... I never heard the wheelbarrow
I didn't know what ballet
term.
Was.
I didn't either, but at least we figured it out. So
there's more for
the next show. That's good.
No, that was good.
No, that was good. I like
it. That was funny.
You're surprising us every week. Yeah. I appreciate it, dear. You're getting good at this job.
I'm trying.
Only if you could show up on time.
And know when to push the buttons.
Yes. Other than
there's
that,
hope.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Your job's safe.
Speaking of.
Hint.
I like that segue. She's like, fuck you. Great job, Giggles.
Thank you.
Make my heart happy.
Yeah, that's why we bear the big buttons.
Okay, so we're going to do our little dirty minds thing. And
true.
Yes. Papa Tony.
Anything dirty I like.
So it's the first thing that pops into our head, right?
Yes. Because, again, I don't know the answers to these. They didn't provide them with us. They didn't provide us with answers, so. It's fun anyway.
I get a kick out of it.
I'm getting the anticipations. Hurry up. I can't wait.
Let me make you wait just a minute longer. Just kidding. Okay.
Too little tangent. Come on. I want to guess. Yes.
Go ahead. Reaching climax there?
Oh, that's a...
I learned so much about you two in this episode.
And then you hear this. That's over. Got a cigarette? No. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, boy.
So first, everyone wants to get into my drawers.
My panty drawers.
What do you think of whenever I say?
I agree with that. Yeah.
It has to be okay. Panty
drawer. No, yeah. What other drawers I want to get into?
Like, well, they say pants could be drawers too, right?
No, I know, but no. Your drawers. Yeah.
I think it's a kitchen.
Oh.
Wait, is that a question or is that the first?
Remember? Wait.
Like the drawers in the kitchen?
I didn't write it down. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Well, we're back to taking applications.
Well, okay.
I thought you had job security, but oh well.
Disappointed. See just how dirty your mind is by answering the questions below. Okay.
Yes.
So the person who answers the most correct is the winner.
Okay.
I mean,
but how do you know it's correct?
No correct. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, what do you think of?
Yeah. Well, getting into your drawers is, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay. And you want to get into her kitchen drawers? You said.
No, I didn't say shit about kitchen drawers.
Okay.
I said kitchen. Oh. Well, everyone wants to get into the kitchen drawers.
No. That was her answer. Kitchen. Yeah, that was her answer.
That's
she's clean. We are not.
No,
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Next.
I like that we thought it was like another question. We were like, the oven?
Go ahead.
I am pumping all day and night long.
I'm thinking of a dick.
Not all day and all night. No. Your heart.
Oh,
that's really good.
Okay. I did
now he's clean.
I did not see that coming.
I didn't either. Wow.
Can't pump all day and all night. Hello.
I'm just saying.
I mean, the heart's the only thing that goes 24/7, except for those who boop. Flat line. But other than that, go ahead.
Skips a beat. You're all, hey.
What about like a
water pump
dildo or something?
Yeah. All
day and all night?
Yeah, that's all day and all night.
But they don't pump. They hum.
Oh, never mind.
Well, what about like an air conditioner in the summertime?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not 24 hours a day. Well, either way.
I like that we did not like his answer.
I know, but it's probably
we're
the right answer.
To have hearts here.
Yeah.
Golden.
It's probably the only correct answer.
I feel like that was like the number one answer.
It is. Ideally, your heart should be pumping all day and all night.
Oh, this stupid thing is always in my nose. My nose
What's
is
her
growing.
Name?
I don't know.
She's so fluffy.
She does like
so
a
dark
good
in there.
Beef.
So dark.
Okay, last one. I am usually in a man's pants and about 6 inches long. I can't think of any alternative to this.
Wallet.
That's a long wallet.
That's
6 inches?
Yeah, no.
So guys lie to you all the time.
Is this 6 inches?
Yeah, that's pretty close. No, I don't think that's quite six.
Oh, cell phone.
2, 3, 4, 5.
See, that's about a 5, yeah.
It's around there.
What's the question? It's 6 inches long and it's in your pants.
I am usually in a man's pants and about 6 inches long. And my dirty mind was only thinking of a penis.
Yeah, but think about it. Guys' penises are not always that long.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. They wish they had 6 inches.
They wish.
That's why I'm like, they're lying.
They're lying.
Just ask him.
They're liars.
Ask him about his hot dog. Is this going to fit in the bun?
It was too long.
Did you bite off the end?
No. I had to buy hot dogs for my job one day. It was our time to have lunch, company lunch thing. So everybody decided to bring something. So I got stuck buying the hot dogs. And I didn't know what size. And I asked my daughter, is this going to fit the bun? And I tried to buy the longest ones, but I didn't know how long their buns are going to be. So I didn't want to be the one with the
funniest statement.
Oh, my God. But it turns out it was nice. Yeah, everybody had plenty of hot dogs.
I show up at his house, and he's like, hey, do you think this is going to fit in the buns? And I'm like, what is happening? And she's like, he's freaking out that the wiener's not going to be big enough for the buns.
You know, also, I think a very big mystery that there is out there is why they always, The number of wieners in a package doesn't match the number of buns.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly.
They do it on purpose, so buy two bags.
You buy 10 wieners in a thing, and you only have 8 buns. So what's the purpose?
So you spend more.
Yeah. Well, no, exactly. It's a conspiracy thing.
That's why I prefer my buns without my wieners without buns.
I actually, my favorite thing is to get jalapenos, mm-hmm. and then I cut off the ends, and then I clean them out, and I put them around the hot dog. And I put toothpicks, and then I barbecue them.
Ooh, that sounds good.
They're Jeez. Really fucking yeah. And
Dude,
then you
wrap them with bacon.
Well, I cut the wiener in half.
Oh, but you got to wrap it with bacon too.
You can.
Oh, you got. Yeah. To. We got to do that.
Let's do it. You guys want to?
You like your wieners wrapped with bacon?
I do.
Always.
Guys are making me hungry now.
I know, me too. I'm like, should we go to the grocery store?
the way you just said wiener.
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 My mom would say, you want a wiener?
I know somebody
Hot dog,
who...
mom, hot dog.
You sound like we're from back east. You want a wiener?
I'll tell you better. Well, okay. I'll tell you the story better, like with actual names after.
Okay.
But I know somebody who's an older Portuguese woman, and her granddaughter's name, her nickname that she has for her is, she calls her wiener bug. A wiener bug.
Oh, her name is supposed to be Edwina, and she calls her Wiener
Bug? No. Her name. I can't say her name. I can't say her name.
We got to fly
I'll
in our studio.
It out.
Yeah. Her name is.
Okay.
And so then she calls her, my little Wiener Bug. And we were like.
Why?
Older Portuguese lady.
We were like,
have a hard time.
Don't call her Wiener.
Wiener, yeah, yeah.
What's a Wiener Bug?
And she's like, why can't I call her Wiener Bug? Yeah. Wiener's fine. And then...
See, I thought her name was Edwina. That would have been...
Mom, it's like Caral.
Oh,
you're saying that.
Yeah, no, that she didn't know, though. So that's the thing.
Yeah.
My mom had a hard time pronouncing my daughter's name at the beginning, you know, because we didn't pick a traditional Portuguese name. And it took her a while, but she caught on eventually, you know.
My mom has a hard time with names.
Yeah.
Well, especially when it's different.
How did you guys wind up with American names other than your oldest sister?
Well, the second one's not that American.
Technically, hers isn't either. Yeah.
It's spelled in an American way.
You can tell me off the air, but how's it spelled in Portuguese?
Just T-T-E at the end instead.
Oh, I don't know.
Look at teat.
A teat.
Imagine teat.
Teat at a time. Okay.
I'll explain.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Tabung, tabung.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave you guys with this. A bodybuilder takes off his shirt, and a blonde says, whoa, what a great chest you have. He says, 100 pounds of dynamite, babe. He takes his pants off. The blonde says, what massive calves you have. He replies, that's 100 pounds of dynamite, babe. He then removes his underwear, and the blonde goes running and screaming in fear. He puts his clothes on and chases behind her. He catches her and asks, why did you run away like that? The blonde replies, I was afraid to be all Sorry.
You're fine.
I was afraid to be around all that dynamite after I saw how short that fuse was.
I love that.
That was good.
I love
that. Yeah, you see why I started laughing.
Very good. Very good.
That was amazing.
That's a good way to blow up the show. Very good.
Oh. Yeah, with the explosion.
Yeah.
Dude, this all tied with the weenage.
Always ties in. Always.
Yeah. We always go full circle here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Well.
Okay.
Double.
Well, let's wrap it up.
Again. Wrapping up.
You
a
need
lot
to practice giggles. Going out of town.
I know. Pretty soon. Gotta be wrapping a lot of it up.
Oh, no, señor.
That Ellie's calling her name.
Gotta if we go back build there, some core if strength.
If we go back there and there's a street name after her, we know what happened.
It's gonna have it's gonna have the chalk outline where she just leans back.
Instead of on the ground, it'll be up against the wall. And they'll have a monument applied in your honor.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy.
Ask me about my giggles.
Giggles was here 2000, whatever. 24.
It's just red lipstick all over the wall.
Just
all smeared.
Hot pink.
Sorry.
No, red. Wasn't it red last time?
It was hot pink.
Hot pink. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a Barbie.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Barbie girl. Okay.
I love that song.
Me too. If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, please feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.